Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine tonight. We are an interactive call-in show here to answer your alternative healthcare questions. So we have a phone number at 406-545-4496, option one, that you can call in at. And we also have a chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So welcome, and I'm glad you're listening. It looks like people are starting to come on to the chat room, so that's cool. I'd like to start out tonight's show by giving you a little song. So just sit back and relax and listen. My true love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there, and she made her way homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the evening moves over the lake, the people were saying no to air were wed, but one has a sorrow that never was said. And she smiled as she passed me with her goods and her gear. But that was the last I saw of my dear. Last night she came to me, my true love came in. So softly she entered, her feet made no din, and she laid her hands on me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Oh, cool.
awesome. We got a caller already. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Cassie. How are you?
Hello, Cassie. How are you?
I'm very good.
Do you mind if I talk about some personal stuff since I know you?
No, not a bit. Go
okay.
for it.
Cassie and I took this wonderful trip to move all of her stuff back from Tennessee, and it was the most amazing experience I think I've ever had. I don't know that I ever want to do it again.
Yep, it was fun. I don't ever want to make that kind of move again either, Marcia.
I don't blame you, sister.
Yep.
So how are you tonight, honey?
Really good. I just want to share what has been happening to me.
Okay.
And I need your blessings and maybe your insight to what I'm looking at down the road. I did pre-qualify for a new home after I moved back from that awful place in Tennessee.
Okay.
And I'm in Laurel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I pre-qualified for a new home. I found one up by Cooney Dam.
Very
it
good.
It is not as much acreage as I'd like for my two horses and all my dogs, but it is better than living in my RV.
Yes, infinitely.
So, so what I'm trying to maybe reach out to you for is a little bit of health, maybe help,
mm-hmm.
and then to do maybe a little bit of, I don't know, maybe cleansing or something with my spirit, because I have got all sorts of things going through my mind and my heart and my soul. I cannot sleep very good right now.
Okay.
And all my dogs are really cramped up with me in this little RV right now until we get into our home. So I'm kind of reaching out for a whole lot of help.
Yeah. Holy cow. Do you still have all your dogs? How many?
Yes, I do. Plus one. My neighbor up here, in Laurel, she did pass away in February.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
I have 9 dogs now, and I'm down to 2 cats, and I'm down to 2 horses. I had to butcher my cow, so I don't even have my cow anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
That stinks.
Yep.
That's a lot of animals.
She got out like a week and a half ago, and it was the second time, and she wouldn't come back to me, and she ran straight back down to where the neighbor's horses, or not horses, but cattle were.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a decision that instead of going on with this, I would rather possibly have meat in the freezer.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a tough decision, but I had to do it because I don't want anybody hitting her on the street and then me ending up paying for a new car.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of been a jumbled mess. I still work at, and I wanted to let you know, I still work at Wells Fargo
mm-hmm.
in Billings, and I love my job. And I'm doing really, really good in work, and Wells Fargo has given me the opportunity to buy a new home.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going a lot better, other than my stress level is right out the roof.
Yeah, I imagine. So I had talked to Cassie earlier today, and she told me that she had some edema in her legs. So,
yes.
And that just happens while you're at work?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It has been really bad since last August when I did start with Wells Fargo, because I've never, Marcia, been in a position that I sat all day long.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I want you to sit back and relax, and I'm going to sing for you for a little bit, and then I'll probably do some reading for you, too. So reading as in psychic reading, not reading out of a book.
Okay, perfect.
All right, honey. Let's see. I'm just going to tune in to you and see what I'm going to work on the edema in your legs, too. Is there anything else you got going on health-wise?
Not really.
Okay.
I know I'm not eating really good just because of my situation. I don't have an oven, and
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of cramped in this little RV.
Right.
So I've got like the sleep issues and the edema in my legs.
Okay.
That is pretty much it. My appetite goes up and down, so I don't know if that's a real issue or not.
Okay. Well, it probably has more to do with the stress than anything else, so.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, honey, just relax.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay. Lay down your head, and I'll sing you a lullaby. Back to the years of Luli Lilay, and I'll sing you to sleep, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bless you with love for the road that you go. May you sail fair to the far fields of fortune, with diamonds and pearls at your head and your fields. And may you need ne'er to banish misfortune. May you find kindness in Greek. May there always be angels to watch over you, to guide you each step of the way, to guard you and keep you safe from all harm. Luli, luli, lili. May you bring love, and may you bring happiness. Beloved in return, to the end of your days, now full of to sleep, I'm not meaning to keep you. I'll just sit for a while and sing luli lili. May there always be angels to watch over you, to guide you each step of the way, to guard you and keep you safe from all harm. Luli, luli, lili. Okay, hun.
Perfect.
I want to work a little bit in your root chakra, because that's where your legs would be. You know, that's the chakra you would work on for your legs. So,
Okay.
So I'm looking into past lives for you, because I got the impression that a lot of this stems from a past life. So, and because that correlates with what's going on with your current life.
Okay.
So, I'm looking at, okay, I'm seeing you swollen up from edema a few centuries ago. Like,
okay.
I'm trying to, around 1600. And I'm looking for a location too. It's in England, I believe. And according to your, what you're wearing is what is how, why I'm guessing the date. It's very plain, but kind of gathered and ruffly, not, It's still brown, but not terribly colorful, not terribly, so you aren't rich. Ooh. A lot of, what did you do? I'm looking into what kind of work you did. A lot of sewing. And you made beautiful, beautiful things. So, and I see you in a castle. So, I believe that you were the tailor for the castle. And but it looks like you were stuck in one room all the time. Looks like you were busy, very good at what you did. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic, okay. Right? But not a whole lot of exercise, you know, not a lot of going up and down those stairs. Everybody came to you. So it was, and including the doctor, when they sent for whoever was treating you with herbs and such, who wasn't very good at what they did, apparently. Because usually, I mean, you should be able to take away edema fairly easily. Lundy Dawkins at Live Well Natural Health.
Excellent.
She's
excellent.
A wonderful acupuncturist, and she does herbal medicine, too. So,
perfect.
Anyway, during this life, you actually... you actually passed away because there was so much edema. And it's really hard on your heart to do that. So... Mm-hmm. So it's best to get this all taken care of right now, but I think this can help. So I would like to help you release that, if you wouldn't mind. So what
Absolutely.
I need from you is I need you to take, you know where your root chakra is, right? Right between your legs, basically, at the top of your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So just take a deep breath and blow out any energy from that lifetime and from this lifetime and from any other one that could affect that. And I want to pull all those strings from all those lifetimes out and through you until I can get the clear white energy of God coming all the way through. And then what I want to do is ask for the soul pieces to come back in that were lost during that trauma and have them funnel in through a golden funnel of light, grounding into muscle, tissue, organ, and bone, healing for all lifetimes, healing for you, healing for me, healing for you, healing for me, healing for you, healing for me. That is going to help a lot. And then what I would love for you to do is get regular exercise. So even if you have to stand up at the desk, tell them why.
Okay.
And, you know, tell them I got to take 5 minutes and move so that I can get my circulation going again, because that's going to help get that lymph system going again. Now, I do suggest that you get a massage, but I need you to be careful who you see, because most people don't know a whole lot about lymphatic massage, and what you need is a very, very light massage. Lymphatic is not deep tissue. It is very light stroking, barely on the skin, so that those little gates that control the lymph flow in your body don't shut down. And so you need to be careful who you see. And I can't think of anybody right at the top of my head unless you just get energy work. And I can do that for me.
I will be seeing you.
Well, thank you, dear.
I will be seeing you. I know of no one else that I would see.
Thank you. But
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something right now. Before you told me with the chakra, Marcia, I had my hands kind of together. And then I separated them apart, and I know that I'm feeling energy just pulsing through me right now.
Well, good. Cool. That's awesome. I forget that you know about the chakras, too, because you're in Reiki. I forgot about that.
Exactly. I want to get certified here pretty quick because I know I can do it.
Yeah.
But I can feel the energy just pulsing through me right now.
Good. I'm glad you can feel it. That's awesome. So let's see, what else can we do for you?
I have got kind of a weird question for you.
Absolutely.
I had talked to our friend Danielle and had point blank asked her, is it worth me getting and staying on dating sites? And she said, absolutely. Well, it's not actually working. I'm about ready to end my tenure with one of them on Friday. It is very difficult for me with my strange schedule to have any type of a social life. And I just wonder, I'm content with myself and my animals, but there is more out there.
Oh, absolutely. There's more out there. Yeah. What kind of schedule do you have?
I have Wednesdays and Sundays off. I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9:30 until 6:30, and 11 until 5 on Saturday.
Okay.
Each and every night I work, I have to race home to my little RV to take care of my animals.
Yes, but once you get a house, it won't be so bad, right?
Not at all.
You won't have to rush right out there. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. So I hope that... Let's send some energy for that going smoothly, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I got some pretty fantastic people showing up at my office for the psychic circle. So, you know, whenever we have functions going on down there, we have that going on Tuesday nights. And it's from 6 until usually 9 o'clock, and you can show up whenever you want to. So it's not like you have to be absolutely there so at a certain time. So... Yeah.
Okay. And that is where now?
At 208 North 29th Street, downtown Billings. And it's Suite 227.
Okay.
So.
208 North Broadway?
North 29th.
Oh, North 29th.
Yeah.
And Suite?
227.
27, perfect. Tuesdays. I would like to start joining this.
Awesome. That sounds good.
I absolutely
Because
would.
You're perfect in there.
Yeah. I would really like that, Marcia. Thank
cool.
you so much.
Absolutely.
And I will be calling Lundy tomorrow.
Okay, good. Good.
Because I've done, like I told you earlier, I've done a little bit of research on this edema, and everything points to it said something about bilberry extract and grapeseed extract, but I would like to talk to somebody that actually knows what might work in conjunction possibly with acupuncture.
Right. And she does a phenomenal job with that. So
good. I did tell my doctor today that it's embarrassing. My legs are bigger than they've ever been for my small stature, and it's embarrassing.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, it's probably a good thing I don't have anybody in my life right now, because I would be absolutely embarrassed to wear shorts right now.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Well,
if somebody does come into your life, if they don't accept you for who you are right now, then that's their problem. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you don't need them anyway.
It's just one of those things that I am embarrassed about my own legs. For the longest time, because of what I used to do, I skied a little bit,
right,
and then I started shoeing horses.
Mm-hmm.
And I've built up my calves and my thighs just by shoeing horses or trimming or just bent down in that position that you have to be in.
Right.
But this is swelling that I have never had in my life, and so I really want to address this. And the little bit of research that I did yesterday, it said acupuncture would be a very worthwhile tool.
And it will, because I've seen it work with edema before, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
getting all those meridians. What's that?
I've been to an acupuncturist up in Bozeman. She is phenomenal, but I honestly do not want to head up to Bozeman unless I absolutely have to.
Right. Well, you don't have a whole lot of time.
Exactly. That too.
Well, I'm sure you can get in to see
Monday. Local.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And Londi is very, very good. We are very lucky to have her around here. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. So, well, listen, honey, I want you to, do you have a few minutes so that you can listen to another song?
Absolutely.
Because now I want to work on the stress part, so.
That would be most helpful. Thank you.
When is your birthday? I know I should know this. April 1st? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you are Taurus?
Aries.
I should have known that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fire sign. So, yeah. You guys, sometimes Aries handle. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they handle stress really well, and sometimes I think it depends on the situation. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think living in an RV it has not thrown me over the edge of a nervous breakdown, or if I go insane, I'm taking a lot of people with me. But it's getting to me.
I imagine.
Space and all these animals, Marcia, it is getting to me, and I close on this new house, and it is a 7-year-old house, so it is virtually brand new.
Oh, wow.
And the neatest thing in the world is it is a former pet sitting client of mine. It's his house.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
It's not like I'm moving into a stranger's house. It's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful.
The formal, you know, the this, the that with the mortgage people, and the trying to get a crew of friends and or people that I know from possible church or whatever to help me move storage unit into a U-Haul and then up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so much that's going on in my brain that I can't shut down.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good at that.
Exactly. My doctor today immediately went for the, well, we can put you on some sort of an antidepressant. It's like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, yeah.
This has nothing to do with depression. This has everything to do with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the word stress, but it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot going on.
Hey, Cassie, we need to take a break, but can you either hang on the line or call me back?
I'll hang on with you.
Okay, sounds good.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marcia Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that could take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, mind, body, life, actual clients tell their stories.
I'm up for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fitbody Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hi, Cassie. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Thanks for waiting. Sorry, we had to take a break there, but...
No, that's absolutely fine. It was nice to hear Danielle and Rebecca, so that was good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some people thought that since Danielle wasn't on tonight and she had a rerun that I wasn't going to be here, but I'm here.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So let's see, we need to take away some stress out of your world, right?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And you know what? Part of that comes from past lives too. I would like to have you come into my office for a more deep treatment too. So I think
that
would be a fantastic idea. So, But anyway, let's do another song for you though. So just relax. And you do Reiki too. So put one hand over your heart and one hand over your solar plexus, right over your stomach.
Okay.
Okay. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She's got the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground, whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground she goes. I wish the day it soon would come that she and I could be as one. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She's got the sweetest smile and the gentlest hand. I love the ground whereon she stands. I go to the Clyde to mourn and weep, satisfied, I ne'er shall be. I'll write her a letter, just a few short lines, and suffer death 1,000 times. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She's got the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. Okay, my dear, how was that for you?
I tell you what, I have got to do the Reiki stuff. I tell you what, I just... Oh my gosh, this is just
your
this
hands
is amazing.
Just lit up like fire, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They totally did. Totally.
Good.
This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Thank
good.
You so much.
Absolutely. I will see you for a Reiki class soon.
Oh, I tell you what, I don't know when they have their classes. But
well, I can teach.
I need to.
Andy and I are planning on, my partner Andy and I are planning on teaching here pretty soon, so we'll let you know when that goes on.
Keep in mind, Wednesdays are my days off, and 6:30, I'm out of work.
Okay. Not
and
a problem.
I work until Saturday at 5 o'clock, and then Sunday's off. I don't know if that would coincide with any upcoming
classes.
We'll
figure it out.
I
yeah.
need to do this. I absolutely need to do this.
Yes, you do, ma'am. It's time for you to move on to your real life.
Yes. And you know what? There's been something missing, Marcia. Maybe this is a piece of it.
I'm sure
Maybe
it is.
This is a big piece of it. My heart has never been happier. And you knew I was pet sitting. My heart has never been happier. I am going to make a beeline up to Carbon County News after I sign for this new house.
Yeah.
And let everybody know that CJ's Critter Sitter is back in business.
Awesome. Awesome.
Beyond that, there's still a piece missing, and maybe it's Reiki. Maybe this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I found my passion.
I think that you will go and do it.
I found my passion in pet sitting, but I have also got this Reiki that, I mean, the minute that you start singing and I put my hands where you told me to, mm-hmm. instant energy.
Good. Good. That's awesome.
I very much think you should do that. Awesome. All right. Well, you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so very much. And I will see you next Tuesday. And I am going to call Lindy tomorrow. I will not bug her tonight. It is too late.
Okay. Awesome.
But I will let you know and I'll keep in touch.
Good. You do that. Sounds great.
All right, God
Thank
bless.
You, honey.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was way cool. So much fun. Our phone number here at the radio station is 406-545-4496, and it's option one. Or you can join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And talk away. I guess I should put my... make sure nobody's in the chat room trying to talk to me. So, when I worked on Cassie... it was very interesting to me that how the past lives correlated into this life. And I love working on that stuff. I know there's more that she needs to have worked on, but I think that will help her clear out a lot. And then getting a treatment from Lundy Dawkins is absolutely amazing. Lundy was trained, I believe, in Washington or Oregon. Can't remember for sure which one. I think it was Washington. But she is just fabulous at what she does. And she's an expert at using the herbs, the Chinese herbs that she uses too. So when I go get acupuncture appointments, I absolutely love acupuncture. And I never thought I would like getting needles stuck in me. But it is absolutely an amazing modality. And it's also, I think, if I remember, it's either 3,000 or 5,000 years old, so it's ancient. It is absolutely wonderful to get that done and get all of your meridians realigned. And it is absolutely amazing also what they can take care of. When I started getting acupuncture, I didn't realize that I just offhandedly mentioned that at night when I go to sleep, I have pain if I sleep too long on one side. And she says, oh, I know what that is. And that treatment, she took care of it. And I didn't have it again until that treatment kind of wore off a few weeks later. And I said, okay, it's time for me to come in again. If you can take that away, that's fantastic, because I couldn't sleep with it. So really all that is your gallbladder channel being closed off. So I think it's wonderful that they can take really weird things like that, just poof, take them away. I see there's some more people in the chat room. Yay. That's way cool. It's good to hear from all you guys. Ask your questions. Give me your comments. See what's out there today. The number is 406-545-4496, and it's option one, or join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So more about acupuncture. Lundy did a wonderful treatment on me that I think she called Releasing the Dragon, and I was really torn apart right at that time, and just felt like everything was down on me. My boyfriend had committed suicide a few months before that, and I just felt like there was something inside me just ripping me apart. And I said, Lenny, I know that you can do something about this, so please do your magic and use however many needles you want to use on me. And she said, I think that you need this certain treatment. So she laid me on my stomach and put the needles in my back. And we didn't take a picture that time. Sometimes I take pictures about how many needles I have on my back because it's incredible. But these needles are barely the size of very small fishing line, like 7-pound test line. So when they stick into you, you can barely feel it. And most of the time while they're in there, you can't feel it. So unless they're deciding to move the chi, which is when they twist the needle to get it to, or push it in further to get it to do what they need it to do. Most of the time, Lundy does not do that because she doesn't feel like she needs to. The treatment just kind of takes care of itself, and your body either sucks the needles in or pushes them out, whatever it needs to have done. So, and I've had both happen for me. So, it's really cool. I highly recommend it. So anyway, this treatment, it swelled up so much emotional crap in me that I was crying to the point where I didn't know if I was going to come back out of it. And then 1 minute, and then laughing a couple minutes later. It was just incredible. So, and Curiosity says, love Lugnity's acupuncture. She is amazing. And she absolutely is. I highly recommend her. And I can get their phone number for you too. She is at Live Well Natural Health, either in Laurel or in Billings. And I'm looking here. Of course, I can't get to the right place fast enough. But oh, and her, I forgot, her last name is not Dawkins anymore. It is McFarland. And her phone number is 406-850-8795, in case you want to get a hold of her and get a treatment from her. Someday we will have her on this radio show too, if I can get the guts up. She doesn't like to talk in public, so little does she know this isn't very public right at the moment, so but we're having fun. So I'm glad some people showed up on the chat room. And, Curiosity says, what do you think is the best way to handle entities? I'm not sure what she means by that word. Uprising, maybe? Energies in children. Let's see. I guess it would depend on what was going on with the child. Curiosity, can you call me and tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the child? And is it one certain one, or is it more? A taking energy. Okay. From children. Interesting. And do you see this? She says the energy, that the entities are taking energy from the children and that they're attached to children. Oh, that's horrible. Usually children are so bright that they don't have a whole lot attached to them because they really don't have any of that. My friend calls it the barking chihuahua, but they don't have any of that negative energy constantly talking in the back of their mind for the entities to attach to. So unless it's demonic, which hopefully it's not, she says it's causing hyperactivity or zombie states. Okay. And I am curious to know where these children are. Oh, okay. She says she's reading about this in No Child in particular. So, it could be caused by lots of different things. A lot of times children will take a lot of things on from their parents, for one, which hopefully is not happening, but it does happen. So, when that happens, and you know the child, you can ask if, you know, take them in a little bit and ask them if you can help them a little bit. And anything you do to make that child happy and a little more carefree is would be phenomenal for that child. Gosh, that happens a lot when the parents are drug addicts or alcoholics. Which is basically the same thing, but a lot of times there's more abuse than just neglect or hitting. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that children take on for their parents when that happens, and it's very sad and it's very hard to watch. However, we do have to remember that we all chose what life lessons we were going to learn when we came down here. And that those are life lessons for them. What we can do, though, is to give them a happy place and a safe place to come and join us for a little while and get out of that element that they're in. Sometimes this can happen because of the actual home that they live in, because it can be attached to the home or the property. When that happens, a house clearing by anybody that does that kind of thing, which I do, and I know I've got a few friends that do that. We've actually got a team out there. So anything that can be done to clear that house, always praying is good. But it's not exactly interactive with the child. And that poor child needs some attention. Whenever things can attach to kids, it means that there's a lot going on underneath the surface that we don't know about. So anything that we can do to get their mind off of that type of thing is great. Now, this can also happen every once in a while when there really isn't anything going on in the home. But it might be a certain type of child that is it's happening to. If you see that, you can offer to take the child, and of course talk to the parents, but offer to take the child to someone like that does energy work, and hopefully that knows their business about shamanic work too. The reason I'm recommending shamanic work is because shamans can do several things in conjunction with energy work that will help clear the energy and help. a lot of times that would be coming from a past life if the child is already plagued by something like that. So shamans can figure out where this is coming from and try to get rid of that energy and heal that energy so that they aren't constantly taking that on. It's interesting to know that a lot, when this happens, I'm trying to figure out where I was going with that. I got distracted and was like, squirrel. So when this happens, I don't know. Hopefully that will pop back into my head at some point. But anyway, the best thing we can do for these kids is to love them. And hopefully their parents do too. And if we can't get the parents to love them, try to pull them off to the side and give them tons of love. And curiosity, I know you're good with that. So that's awesome. I would love to send those kids some energy too. We have about enough time for me to sing. So I might do one more song, but before I do, if you have any kids like that, I would love for you to, or if you know of any kids like that, I would love for you to have them listen into either my show or Danielle's show or both. Danielle's show is at mtradio.net. Also, and it is Sight Unseen, and it is on at 7 o'clock Mountain Time on Wednesdays, right before my show. So, we would love to help these kids. Any kid that is plagued like that, any of us, I believe, that are in the healing field, absolutely love to work on kids because they're so open to everything that we do. And, that's what I was going to say. Sometimes this can be coming from kids with gifts. Kids that are absolutely gifted in the psychic field, but they don't know what to do with it. So get a hold of somebody who is psychic and can help them kind of develop that gift, because it's really scary when you start out. I know that when I was a little kid, I started out with having nightmares, and I knew that this nightmare was going to come true at some point in my life. And all kinds of different nightmares were going to come true. But I got, instead of it being handled the way I believe it should have been handled and nurtured and cared for, it was squelched. So I was told that I was crazy, that I was never going to be able to do any of the things that I thought I could do, and that every time I heard voices, I was crazy. And so I shut all of that out for the longest time. And then somebody about 8 years ago now told me I was psychic, and I told her she was nuts. So do your child a favor if you have them and they have gifts. Help them along with it. Don't squish it. Because it really hurts those kids. So anyway, I want to sing one more song before we go. And give me just a second to figure out which one. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief befall and leave. At the dawning of the day, on Grafton Street. In November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness gone away. I gave her gifts of the mind. I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me. So hurriedly my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he loose, his wings at the dawn of day. All right, thanks for listening tonight. We will see you next week at 8 o'clock on Channeling Divine. Thanks a lot.